Hi, my name is Nakia. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Ma'am?
Were you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, I am calling to see when someone's going to contact me for my vaccine because I have registered with you. But no one's called me, so I'm calling because I have, you know, underlying problems. I'm a breast cancer survivor. I have diabetes and high blood pressure, so I want to get my vaccine. So that's what I'm calling for, to ask you, when I will get an appointment, or do you know?
So my first question to you is, have you already been placed on a pre-registration list?
Well, I have called you all, I've been pre-registered, but I don't know how you all operate. I don't know how you do that after I register with you.
Now, if you're already pre-registered, then someone from the department will be able to contact you once appointments become available.
Okay, so these appointments that they have, they said they all taking place this week. So if they haven't called me, then I won't be in that number then, right? Or maybe they'll call me this week, maybe. Or do you know how that, you know? Because I tried to, I looked at what was online about the COVID-19 vaccine, and it says all the appointments was taken. But when you read somewhere else, it says something else. So I was just wondering how, when I register with you, where do that information go? Do it go somewhere else and they call me? Because you all are not the people that call me. You just register me, then it goes somewhere else, right?
Correct. So whatever county that you're in, the health department will be able to, someone from the health department in your county will call you back.
Oh, so I'm in Calhoun County. So now we're not able to call them to check and see where we are on the list or anything, are we?
I don't want to tell you anything wrong, but yes, you're more than welcome to reach out to the health department and see, well, inquire about like where you are on the list. But to be honest, for like the last 2 weeks, every county, regardless of your age, your pre-existing health conditions or your profession, we're not inquiring about that information. But I'm pretty sure that once someone from the health department reach out to you, they will inquire more about that.
Oh, okay. So maybe I might have to wait until the next batch come in, because I haven't heard anything from anyone. I registered about a good 3 weeks ago, a month ago. So I was just wondering.
Now, just for general information, and I know that there's a section that says health department, you would just select your health department that may be quicker for you to find the contact information. But our website is A as in Apple, D as in Dog, P as in Paul, H as in Henry.org.
HRandHenry.org.
It's an abbreviation for Alabama Department of Public Health.
Yes, ma'am, I know what it is. So I can, what do I find on there when I go? Do I see where I registered or what? Is this giving them information?
Yes, just general information, because, again, once appointments open up, that's when the health department will reach out to the citizens who are on the pre-registration list.
Okay. Well, I just, because I read where they had the site that, and then they said that all the appointments was, there was no appointments available. So I was just, and it's my age group, so I was just wondering you know, am I so far behind all these other people of what I didn't really know how they were doing it. So that's why I called about it. So, because all the sites are booked, so they said, so all the appointments are gone. So I suppose they registered through the health department too. I don't know, but I was just checking to see if anything changed and see how you all do it when we're registered. So I'll wait and see what happens in the next few days. Then I thank you very much.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline, and enjoy your day.
And you too.
Goodbye. Thank you.